now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I think you're going to like this program. We're going to be talking today about life from a very special perspective, which is my perspective, but it's my perspective, if I may be so bold as to say, which is rather an objective perspective. You see, I see things from an enlightened point of view. And that is why I'm able to talk about otherwise negative things. See, I can talk about problems and about negative things without being upset by them, because I see them in the light of the truth. You see what I mean? Let me see if I can give you a little example. Anyway, this is a very special program. My name is Roland, and I've been on the air for over 2 years. And I talk, as I said, life. And I talk about solving our deepest problems. And I think for those of you who are really, 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 really looking for something, outside the box, and yet something that's practical and something that's real and something that's not fake and not bizarre, something that's real, then I think you may like this program. Now let me give you an example, if I may, of a couple of examples of what I mean by an enlightened perspective. Suppose now that you are a parent and you have a little child, and your little child, maybe the little child's toy breaks. I'm just making something up. Little child's toy breaks and the child becomes upset, and the child begins to cry. And, you offer your child a little bit of comfort, and you wait until he's shed a couple of tears, and then, perhaps you say a couple of words, or maybe you say, let's go do this, or let's go do that, kind of distract the child and find something else to do. And you know that he's unhappy that his toy broke, and you know that it causes a little bit of temporary pain, but that, within a short amount of time, he will have pretty much forgotten it, and he'll be doing something else. So in other words, you are looking at the situation from an enlightened perspective. See? Because you've been there, you've done that, and you as a parent, with the wisdom of years, see, and the love of a parent, You know that the child hurts. You know it's painful when his toy broke. You don't deny that reality. See, you're there, kind of, sort of comforting in a way by being there, but you don't rush into overly comfort. See, you don't rush in to try to make everything right away, because you can't really. I mean, the toy's broken, and you can't rush in. I'll buy you another one. I'll buy you another one. So on the one, there's not much you can do other than just kind of be there. You see what I mean? You can sort of be there and not become upset yourself, not become angry at your child for crying or impatient, but just calm and watchful. And you know that this too shall pass, as the old expression goes, this too shall pass. See what I mean? So you're a stable presence, a loving presence, a calm presence. And you, from that enlightened, so that has a very nice effect upon the situation. See? Very nice effect. Your calmness, your patience, your being there, your love, your understanding, your wisdom. You see? All right. Now, wouldn't it be nice? Look, wouldn't it be nice if you could have that sort of perspective in so many things in your life? So many of us, we become depressed, we've got this, we've got that, we get upset, we get angry, all these things. If you could have the enlightened perspective, then it would smooth out life's bumps. I'll be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us.
I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland, and I am your host for this program. Now, I talked about having an enlightened perspective. And I said that a lot, see, what happens is, look, we humans tend to go to extremes. See, we have an ego. Here, let me give you a little bit of theory here, just a little bit. We have an ego, and we like to be worshipped and admired, and we don't like criticism. We like to be praised, and we don't like criticism. And we want what we want, and we become angry or frustrated when we don't get it, see? And we seek to be well thought of, respected, admired, and so on by other people, and when they don't, then we hate, we resent them. You see what I mean? And so there's that. And so naturally, if you go out into the world, things aren't always going to work out as you would like. And there are, you know, millions of other egos that also want praise and don't like criticism. That's just the way we humans are. So you can see that there's going to be a lot of conflict and so on between people, okay? Now, so that's the way we're born. We're born as egos. We grow up as little egos. When we're little children, we're cute little egos, and we're selfish, see? But we're somewhat innocent. We have a naive innocence, and we're cute. And we grow up, then we become big egos, big naughty egos, and perhaps we go on to become big nasty egos, see? Well, but now for a lot of us, okay, when we're young, we're selfish, see? And we become really, really angry about this, and really angry about that, and really upset about this, and really, really bummed out about that. You see how that's par for the course. That's just the way it is. I remember when I was a kid, and when I was a teenager, and when I was a young adult, you know, it was like, you know, it's like the old Frank Sinatra song. Remember that Frank Sinatra song? It was called, what was the name of it? That's Life. Remember the words he would sing? That's life, that's what all the people say, riding high in April, shot down in May. Well, that's pretty much the way it is, riding high in April and shot down in May. So it's highs and lows and walking on, up on cloud nine when you meet the guy or you meet the gal and you say this is the gal or this is the guy, and you're up on cloud nine, see, and then all of a sudden he says, I found somebody else, or she's not interested in you, she doesn't want to go to the dance with you or something, and then you're down, you know, then you're way down low in the doldrums, see, that's just the way life is. You get the job and you're high, and then you don't get the job, you don't get accepted to the college, you get bummed out. See, your team wins, you're high. And then your team loses and you cry. See how that works? All right, well, that's life. Now, so that's the way we are. But as we get older, then we mature, especially when we become parents ourselves. We're supposed to mature. And then we begin to, we're supposed to begin to learn the meaning of love, which is we learn to be unselfish. When you get married, see, and then when you have kids, that's like learning to be unselfish. Okay? That's what marriage is all about, learning to be unselfish. And then especially when you have kids. So, you know, there's much I could say on that topic. I've written some books about it. I have a blog, Common Sense Parenting, and I have a blog, Common Sense Couples. You know, a lot about that. But right now, all I want to say is that as we're supposed to mature and become more stable in our ways and moderation in all things, you know, and then we become a good example for other people. So then, you know, like the old Rudyard Kipling poem, you know, when everyone about you is losing their head and you don't, you know, then you'll be a man, my son. Remember that poem? Well, then as a parent, see, when you see your kids overreacting and getting upset and blah, 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 but you don't, see? Or you see little intrigues between the kids and fighting and, you know, all these things. You see it, but you don't get involved in it yourself. You don't get upset by it, see? You're learning to be mature. Well, so if you do that, that's good. If you do that, that's good. But I would like to take you to the next level. See, I would like to take you to the next level. And the next level is to really get in touch with your own intuition. Really, really get in touch with your own intuition, which I have always said is from God. I've always said that conscience is your closest link to God, and conscience is basically intuition. See, when you haven't followed your intuition, then it feels like conscience. Now, I say, now here's a little bit more theory. Now, this is advanced. This is a primer on advanced metapsychology, let's call it. Okay? Now, we all have something called intuition. God gives humans intuition. He gives animals instinct. Now, as a human, you have intuition, which is a wordless way of knowing, a wordless way of seeing, a silently seeing, wordlessly knowing. See? So when you were a little kid, like I've always said, when you were a little kid, 3 years old, and you saw one kid being treated better than another kid, you knew it was unfair. You saw the injustice, see, or you were falsely accused of something. You saw the injustice. You knew it was unjust. No one had to teach you. You didn't have to go to school. You didn't have to ask anybody. You just saw that it was unjust. Okay? Now that is you. How do you know? See, nobody taught you about injustice. You didn't go to school. You didn't learn it. How do you know? It's because you see the injustice. You see it in the light of truth, in God's inner light of truth. See, humans have a soul, and you see in that light of truth. Now, that intuition is a protection and a guide. And if you were to follow your intuition, you know, people who are close to their intuition, they become the Einsteins, the Mozarts, the Beethovens, the Madame Curies, the Sojourner Truths, the George Washingtons, the Davids, the Moses, the Paul. See? Well, problem is, though, you doubted your intuition, you became emotional, you fell away from your intuition, and then you began to wander in the world. I'll be back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all 5 of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here I am, and I know what I'm talking about. See, and how do you know? Look, if you listen to me, some of you can listen to me, and you can tell that I know what I'm talking about. Well, how do you know that I know what I'm talking about? See, you can hear that the common sense coming through what I'm saying, or the understanding. You hear it. Well, how do you know? It's because you also have something called intuition. You just know. That's all. You just know. Well, God gives animals instinct. He gives humans intuition. Now, were you to follow this intuition your whole life, it would lead you to a happy life, a safe life. It would lead you to your own purpose, special purpose for which you were created. It would lead you to that. And step by step, moment by moment, day by day, see, just living life very simply, but somehow wishing to do what's right, not wanting to do wrong, sometimes not knowing what to do, but not wanting to do wrong, setting aside selfish advantage and seeking to do what's right, see, not being cruel to other people, not taking advantage of them, not hating them, see? Then you would slowly but surely fashion your life by following this wordless hunch, this wordless intuition, okay? This inner light, this quiet inner light. And then it would lead you to all kinds of wonderful things. Well, what has happened is, first of all, we've become emotionalized. When we were little children, we were emotionalized. See, we were someone tugged on our heartstrings, or someone was mean to us or cruel to us. They made us angry and upset and resentful. And that pulled us away from our intuition. And then the other thing is, we went out in the world and, see, nobody taught you about intuition. See, nobody taught you about your intuition. Even when you went to church, they didn't tell you about intuition. See, all the rabbis and the ministers and the pastors and those types of people, they should have told you about intuition, but they themselves didn't even know about it. And the teachers in school, they don't tell you about intuition, and the professors, no one tells you about intuition. Well, what do they tell you? They tell you to study, to read books, to listen to experts. See, so you became externalized. You doubted your intuition. You doubted what you knew in your heart. You became externalized. You began to follow other people. They said, do this, do that, do this, do that. You followed them. See? And so you were led astray. And then the other thing is, the other way you, what happened is that you either became hateful. See, not just upset and angry a little bit, but hateful. You hated your dad for not being there. You hated your mom for nagging at you, or you hated your brother for being cruel to you, or you hated other kids for lording it over you. See, you began to hate. And hate separated you from your intuition, through which also comes love from God. See? So then you went out in the world and you began to look for love out there. See? And when you looked for love out there, then that you were led into more errors. See? And you were used and abused. And instead of finding love, you found use. So then, after many years of wandering in the desert, see, making a lot of mistakes, some of us begin to cry, are ready to cry, uncle. We're ready to say, you know, where have I gone wrong? Please, I want answers, real answers. We begin to cry out, see, and then God answers. He answers by beginning to help you to wake up. See, the other thing is that as you go out in the world and you are emotionalized and you're all caught up with this and all caught up with that. And see, you become, in a sense, you become hypnotized by everything out there. It becomes too important. It captures your attention. Your life is externally directed. See? And you just buy into whatever, you know, whatever is said, you buy into it. Well, you need to kind of begin to wake up. Wake up. Stand back. See? Begin to see things as they are. Begin to calm down, see, and then you'll begin to see your way. Begin to see your way out of the morass that you've fallen into. Now, this enlightened perspective, that's how you get it. You get it from within, from intuition. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Now I'm going to tell you about my website where you can go and some of the resources that I have, but I want to mention something. I'm in the process now of writing an article for the lead article for my newsletter, and the article is about overcoming trauma and distressed states and recovering from trauma and distressed states. And I talk about trauma. I talk about depression. And I talk about the distressed states that people find themselves in, where they're all upset and they begin to have a lot of negative thoughts, very negative thoughts. See, and they may even begin to hear voices, things like that. So people can get into very distressed states, especially when they're traumatized, when the world is cruel, when bad things happen to them. See, not to mention when they take drugs, see, for example, and they get themselves into quite a pickle. But I say that we can recover from these distressed states and from these negative thoughts and emotions. We can recover from it. And I say that after the whole article, you know, I talk about bipolar and depression and schizophrenia and manic depressive and schizoaffective and obsessive compulsive. I talk about all of that, and then I talk about the stimulants and the antidepressants and the neuroleptics or atypical antidepressants, and the mood stabilizers and the benzodiazepines, and after all of that, I come down to say at the end of my article, I say that all of our problems in life stem ultimately from resentment of our father, from hatred of our father. You see, a long time ago, when you were a little child, undoubtedly, your father wasn't there for you. Either he was nowhere to be seen, you don't even know who he was, or he was violent, you know, abusive, a drunk or whatever, or he was there but he was kind of weak, and he didn't have that special quality, that agape love, that emotionless love, that protective love. See, if he'd been there for you, and with wisdom, if he had guided you, see, that enlightened perspective I talked about earlier is supposed to come through father. So because your father failed you, and he couldn't help it because he himself was a victim. See, that's the thing. he himself, no one loved him either. But because he failed you, most of us undoubtedly hate our father. We resent him. And that is the separation from, well, from the inner good. I'll be right back.
Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've run out of time for this program, but you can see how it kind of boils down to forgiving our father, for dropping our resentment against our father, all the problems that we have, and all of our food problems and substance abuse problems and all that stuff. A lot of it has to do. If you could forgive your father, if you could learn not to resent him, if you could drop your grudge against him, see, and of course, people like him, and eventually everyone, but that's very important, beginning with your father. Then you could begin to recover from all of your afflictions. And so I've run just about out of time. The announcer will tell you about my website. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.